The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Walruses feed on mollusks, clams, and other animals they retrieve by diving to the seafloor. Normally, the walruses, particularly females with calves, rest on the drifting sea ice between food dives during the summer. So the ice remains only over water that is so deep the walruses cannot dive down to the bottom and feed. When this happens, the animals retreat onto land near shallower water. In recent years, these migrations have happened on an unprecedented scale, with walruses congregating in groups of over 40,000 animals. This constrained the local ecosystem as the animals feed in a concentrated location, and the cramped quarters can lead to stampedes that kill many, generally calves, leaving behind carcasses that can attract hungry polar bears. The extent of Arctic sea ice has been retreating for the last three decades. This year, researchers have found that walruses are leaving the ice up to 3 weeks earlier than in previous years. And walruses and polar bears aren't the only Arctic animals threatened by retreating summer ice. When large predators are under pressure, it has cascading repercussions throughout an entire ecosystem.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.